the show that we have right now is all about iPhone photography, and we had a bunch, about 250 school kids from around the nation who came in to take a look at the show. And the greatest thing to me about it was, you know, I could basically say, oh, you guys could basically do all this. You've got all the apps on your iPhones. And we had about, you know, 60 images that were all iPhone photography. And I was like, you know, you guys could do this. This is like something you could do, and you could enter this competition, and you could have had your, easily had one of your photos hanging on the wall. So to me, I love it when I can say, hey, you know, this is not about stuff that's out of reach. You guys can do this. And I love that.
Hi there, I'm Chris Ritke, and this is Art of the Call at artofthecall.com, sponsored by EntryThingy at EntryThingy.com. For this episode, I spoke with Jeff Alu, who is Assistant Director and Head of PR at Orange County Center for Contemporary Art in Santa Ana, California. They're on the web at occca.org. Jeff is a photographer. You can see his work at jeffalu.com.
Trying to branch out and get as many entries from really around the world as we can, because we're all about, our gallery specifically is all about outreach and trying to get as many people involved as possible. So I think putting out the calls for arts, we used to have paper entries, you know, people would mail in their entries, and that became to be a real pain after a while. And I've noticed that with just holding it to electronic entries, we're actually getting more entries than we have in the past, and from all around the world, you know, foreign countries, Iran, just places all over the place. And it's been great to get entries further away. There's still the logistics of when we do accept an entry from someplace like Iran, we have to arrange for the shipping, which can at times be somewhat daunting because we require return shipping on the part of the entrant. And so sometimes we get entries that don't actually have that, and it turns out to be a bit of a pain. But as far as the entry process itself, it's been going very smoothly with EntryThingy. Well, we're all about, the gallery has been around for about 30 years. We've always been about local outreach. So we are kind of known for supporting artists who may not get supported in other ways from really large galleries. If we have people walking in off the street to kind of show us their art, we're always willing to take a look. And our you know, we have about 15 members of the gallery right now, and we're always looking for new members. We all, you know, are to enter or to, you know, we have people send us JPEGs online, and we take a look at their work, and if we like their work, we contact them back. So we're all about the community and the local folks coming in and showing us their work. So that's always been a big, big part of our mission. Well, to the general public, obviously, we're all about, you know, we're always free. There's no charge to get in. So we're interested in simply getting the general public, you know, interested in art and excited about it. And so we are always trying to promote in that way, to where it's not a highbrow thing. It's actually something that almost anyone can participate in. We have specific routes that we take to publicize our shows. One of them is Art Scene, which is very well known and you know, gets the word out to a lot of different people. Then we have like about 13,000 people on our email list that we mail out to. Also local papers such as OC Weekly, LA Weekly, Artillery Magazine. All these different, oh, and not only that, tons and tons of online boards as well, you know, that we post to. So I found that it's pretty darn easy to get people to come into the gallery. And our openings, we generally have about you know, 1,200 people showing up, which is pretty good. We're also a member of the Downtown Santa Ana Art Walk, which happens the first Saturday of each month, in which we have about 20 or so galleries that are open up for that. So we sort of feed off also of one another's, you know, people coming in. If they come to one show, they're going to see our gallery and come over and check ours out. And so it's really, really, really a network of people coming in. We have a joke, you know, and I think most galleries do, that often it seems to be more about the wine, but that's kind of a joke. Actually, it's really about the community and people coming in. We try to get, you know, we're in Santa Ana, which our area used to be quite run down, and it's only been in the past, I don't know, maybe 8 years or even less, that it's all of a sudden picked up. They're building these really awesome lofts right next to our gallery that are, you know, rather expensive, and the whole area has sort of been uplifted, we like to think, by the art. And so we're trying to pull in people from different communities as well, people who would not normally come to Santa Ana from maybe like Laguna Beach or even downtown Los Angeles. And we're finding that people are indeed starting to flow in from different communities to see our shows and see all the stuff going on, which has been really neat. So, you know, it's all about, you know, trying to spread the word that, hey, this is a really awesome thing you've got going. So we have, you know, 15 members, and all of our members have different connections with sort of different parts of the art world. And so it's just a matter of, for example, our current juror, William Moreno, we participated in an art show called Flagstop, and he gave a talk there. And he's pretty well known. He actually started out as a banker and now has gotten into the art world and is just really well known. And so we contacted him, I believe it was at Flagstop, and just asked him, hey, are you interested in jurying a show? And he basically said yes. So it's really just all about the connections that you have and going out and saying, hey, would you be interested in doing this? And sometimes you get a no, sometimes you get a yes, and hopefully you get a yes. If we're doing a show that's geared towards a specific type of art, we're probably going to try to look for a juror who seems to have more of an expertise in that area. So, you know, but we also try to look for people who are very, very open-minded and who are not just going to, you know, pick out one specific kind of art or even one level of craftsmanship. We want people to really open their minds, our jurors to really open their minds and look at all the potential stuff that's been entered and try to choose from that without too much bias. So, and that can be challenging because, you know, in the art world, there's a lot of opinions flying around and a lot of, you know, and so it can be a challenge to do that. But so far, we've had great luck with that. And if we want to say, hey, we want to try to fill up our space with a little more 3D work, you know, than just 2D work, the jurors are usually pretty well able to say, okay, yeah, I can work with that. So it's been pretty good so far. The biggest challenge is, for example, like in our current show, we've got our install process is usually about 5 or 6 days long. And we're going to have artists coming in all during the week to install their pieces and, you know, trying to get people available to help out. The juror, William Moreno, is going to have to place all the work on this coming Sunday, for example. And most of the work, a good amount of the work is not even going to be at the gallery yet. So he's going to be placing work, deciding where it's going to go in a way without actually seeing it. There can be logistical challenges like that where we've got to try to figure things out and make changes on the fly and do it pretty quickly because 5 or 6 days sounds like a lot of days, but when it comes to really making a show look good, it's not a lot of time. So there's a lot of there's always a lot of last minute changes as well. So it can be quite a logistical nightmare.
That was Jeff Alu of the Orange County Center for Contemporary Art. in Santa Ana, California, talking about their calls and their art shows. I'm Chris Ritke, and this is Art of the Call at artofthecall.com, and sponsored by Entry Thingy at entrythingy.com. Music by Delmo Acoustic.